As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 3636 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com.
It's time for the Ackerman Audio Halftime Show on Classic Hits 101.7. And now take you back to the stadium with the voice of the Mountain Home Bombers, Brad Haworth.
Halftime, it's 14-7. The Bombers have the lead over Searcy. We'll check stats coming up in just a little bit. We're joined at halftime by Cody Wilmath. He's the new Bomber, Junior Bombers head basketball coach. And Cody, we're talking before we got on the air. Kind of odd. You, of course, are a graduate of Searcy. It's a little different watching your alma mater play here tonight, isn't it?
Yes, sir. A little different. Good thing is it's been a while since I've actually been a Searcy line. Was actually just saying that just had my 10-year reunion. So actually the crazy thing is nobody on staff was there when I was in school, so I don't really have any ties to anybody over on the sideline.
We were asking earlier tonight where your Searcy line stuff was.
Yeah, well, I told Coach Fulcher earlier, we were joking around. I said, you know, I might be a line at heart, but the Bombers are paying the bills. So I guess that's where I need to be.
That's a good answer. How are things going for you, Mountain Home?
Loving it, loving it. You know, jumped into this and made it when I decided to take the job and got offered. I was really blessed with my ties to Coach Husky, with him being the head man whenever I was in high school, and having a connection with him. And me and Coach Folger hit it off immediately, you know, and we really, really got along and had the same beliefs. So that made the jump really well. The other big thing is the community here is so supportive of the kids, and when you have a community like that, it makes your job a lot easier. Because you know what you're getting every day.
Let's talk about the Junior Bombers. When do you guys get started? What's coming up?
Let's see. Next Saturday we start with we're in a jamboree in Jacksonville. We actually will play J.A. Fair and then turn around and play Hot Springs. From there, we get the ball rolling and play Nettleton in the first round of the Valley View Tournament at 4:30. So that will be our official kickoff for the season.
It's hard to believe basketball season already, isn't it?
Yes, yes. And, you know, it's crazy because, you know, in Ashdown, I had to coach football. And you usually get 2 weeks to prepare for your season, and most of your guys are in football with you. And I said, you know, here I am now just coaching basketball, and you have so much time, it seems like, but then it gets on you, and you're like, man, I feel like we still got stuff we need to do. So.
It happens quick. Well, we're glad to have you in Mountain. I can't believe you've been out 10 years. I mean,
yes,
I've been here a long time. I remember broadcasting when you played at Searcy. I can't believe it's been that long.
Yes, sir.
So, well, we appreciate you coming up. I got to get Dell once his airtime.
Yes, sir. I understand that. I appreciate you having me.
So. Glad to have you with
thank
us, Cody.
Thank you.
Cody Wilmath, the Junior Bombers head coach. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back and we'll talk with Lady Bombers head coach Dell Leonard here in just a moment. It's 14-7 halftime. Bombers up. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
We'll continue with more of the Ackerman Audio Halftime Show in just a moment on Classic Hits 101.7.
Ackerman Audio
asks, is the bed of your truck a little rough for tailgating? Does the sound of your vehicle audio make you want to run back to the locker room and hide? Well, Ackerman Audio has you covered with Superliner sprayed-in bed liner and high-quality audio for your ride. It's Bomber football time, and the sound pros want you to have the best tailgating experience possible with amp and sub packages starting at $239. And they also have Bluetooth portable party speakers, too. Call the sound pros now to get your appointment, 425-8488, or stop by the corner of 62 and Bomber Boulevard in Mountain Home. Go Bombers!
Arkansas is much more than a great place to live, work, and play. It's also a great place to save for college, thanks to the Arkansas 529 College Savings Plan. Hi, this is Treasure State Dennis Milligan. You can get started for as little as $25. You'll be giving a forever gift to your child or grandchild and receiving a state income tax deduction. Visit Arkansas529.org today.
To learn more about the Arkansas 529 Plan, its investments, objectives, risks, and costs, read the official statement available at Arkansas529.org.
The Ackerman Audio Halftime Show continues on Classic Hits 101.7.
14-7, the Bombers with the lead over Searcy at the break. We'll check stats coming up again here in just a little bit. We're joined now by Dell Leonard, Lady Bombers head coach. And Dell, like I was talking with Cody, it's hard to believe basketball season is just about upon us, isn't it?
It really is, and I agree with Cody. We play in, I think, 13 days, you never feel like you're ready, but I'm excited.
What do you have on tap preseason-wise and when?
Well, you look at the schedule, and Coach Husky swears that last spring, I had a root canal, and when I got back and I was still on the drugs and the anesthesia, he swears that's when I made the schedule out. But, our annual benefit game with Paragold actually will be at Paragold this year. Just play one varsity girls game. And then from there, just a few days later, we go to Fayetteville, defending 7A champions, ranked nationally, very, very good. Salem Springs at Siloam, so we're going over there to Northwest Arkansas early twice, and then of course we got Green County Tech at Paragould, and we don't play at home until Russellville on the 22nd. Of course, you have the
of December.
Yeah,
I was going to say, yeah.
And then you've got a couple of tournaments in there, the Fayetteville tournament, the Green County Tech tournament, and then you got Harrison at Harrison in their new gym. So it's a heck of a, I guess, non-conference preseason.
Wow. And I'll tell you, the tournaments you're in, too, they are loaded, aren't they?
Right, including ours. And when you look at the Fayetteville tournament, when Vic Rimmer sent me that field, I had to look twice. It's unbelievable. Fayetteville, North Little Rock, Little Rock Central, Springfield Hillcrest out of Missouri, Greenwood, Sepulpa, Oklahoma, Jonesboro, and then us.
Wow.
And, Green County Tech tournament, of course, has Green County Tech, Batesville Southside, who's very, very talented, with a good young squad. West Memphis, we saw what they had last year in the district tournament. Watson Chapel, Paragould, Little Rock Christian, us, and Marion. So it's a tough one.
It is. Let's talk about the team. What have you got to look forward to this year?
Well, I think it'll be, first of all, we got 11 absolutely outstanding young ladies, and we're going to have a good mixture of youth and experience. And anytime you have any kind of youth, sometimes you're going to go through some growing pains. And I think especially with our schedule, and I'm not saying we're going to lose or we expect to lose, because we're going to prepare and try to win every one of them. But I think the way we go about doing things will be better, in January, February than we will be November, December, obviously.
And obviously that's why you make that schedule the way you do, to prepare for the second half of the season.
We could easily water it down and have a really nice record and not be as good, as if we're maybe don't have as good a record and we're a much better team, but maybe the record doesn't indicate that. But, playing in this at this level, in the second largest classification, and then most of my career the largest classification, depending on how they're, realigning things, it's you learn and you figure out pretty quick you want to play some good competition early. You're not trying to get RPI points or anything like college teams, but you do want to get better.
Exactly. Well, Dell, appreciate it. It's good to see you up here.
Thank you. I want to brag on Lindsay a little bit. Volleyball, for the volleyball team had a great year. And, for somebody who came in right out of college and was asked to coach volleyball and really probably only planned in, I guess if you ask her and Coach Wood, they'd say probably a couple years at the most, and then ends up averaging about 20 wins a year. Pretty good job.
She's done a heck of a job with them. She has. All right, Dell, appreciate it.
Appreciate you guys. Thanks.
All right, 14-7. The Bombers with the lead at the break. Matt will check scores for us around the state. Boy, some great matchups tonight. He's got our studio report coming up. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
We'll have more of the Ackerman Audio Halftime Show in just a moment on Classic Hits 101.7.
How many of you listening want to improve your job status, your earning potential? But secondary education has always been a dream because you already work full-time. ASU Mountain Home offers online blended courses, which provide online classes and face-to-face instructors. You can train for a new job while holding down your old one. And with the mechatronics, programming, nursing, other degrees, you'll get a sustainable career that's in great demand right now. Classes start soon. What are you waiting for? Apply online at asumh.edu. Your future starts now.
And we welcome you back to the Ackerman Audio Halftime Show here on KCTT, Yelba Mountain Home. brought to you by Ackerman Audio and Nave Family Motors. Matt Sharp joining you with another Classic Hits 101.7 studio report as we are at halftime, and the Mountain Home is one half away from pulling off a big upset over a team ranked in the Class 6A top five. Searcy came into this game ranked fifth. But the Bombers lead the Lions by a score of 14-7. We'll have more on that in a little while, but let's take a look at what else is going on. First off, in the 6A East, the big matchup of the night, of course, is between a couple teams ranked not only in the Class 6A top five, but also in the overall top 10. And West Memphis, who came into this game tied for sixth in the state overall, second in Class 6A. But they're trailing the 10th-ranked team in the state overall, third in 6A. That is Pine Bluff. The Zebras up on the Blue Devils 20-7 at the break. Jonesboro leads Little Rock Hall 41-0 in the second quarter. At halftime, Marion and Jacksonville are knotted up at 6 apiece. On the local level, Yellville Summit was trailing Clinton by a score of 13-0. That was the last score we saw from the first quarter. The Yellow Jackets come into this game undefeated on the season. They 8-0 on the year. They are ranked 4th in the Class 3A top 5. Salem hosting Midland tonight for the Greyhounds regular season finale. Haven't seen a score on that one as of yet. At halftime, Melbourne is up on Green Forest 20-7. Haven't seen a score update on the game between Marshall and Mountain View as of yet. Second quarter, Harrison is up on Maumelle 27-0. Actually, that game has just now gone to halftime. Again, Goblins leading Maumelle 27-0. In the Arkansas Associated Press overall top 10 games that we haven't yet mentioned, the big game, number one versus number two, and it looks like this game is all that it was expected to be at halftime. Number one, Bryant leads number two, North Little Rock, 14-13. Boy, what big matchup tonight. I bet it's a crazy night there among the crowd. Number three, Bentonville West is up on Rogers, 35-0 in the second quarter. Fourth-ranked Greenwood, who is also ranked number one in Class 6A, leads Sheridan 41-0 in the second quarter. Number five, Pulaski Academy, who is also ranked number one in Class 5A, is hosting the fifth-ranked team in 5A, Little Rock McClellan. Haven't seen a score update on that one as of yet. Number six, Bentonville, is leading Heritage this evening 49-0 in the second quarter. Eighth-ranked Conway is up on Little Rock Catholic 14-0 in the second quarter. And number nine, El Dorado, who is also ranked number four in Class 6A, is, I believe, leading Russellville right now. See if we can find the score update on that one. At halftime, it is the Wildcats up on the Cyclones 28-0. By the way, I mentioned Bentonville. They are ranked sixth. They're actually tied for that number six ranking with West Memphis. We've already mentioned all the Class 6A top five games, so we'll go on down to the Class 5A top five games that we haven't yet got to. Number two, Little Rock Christian, is leading Mills 21-6 in the second quarter. Third-ranked Nelton is trailing Valley View 3-0 right now at halftime. Quite a defensive matchup so far in that contest. And number four, Wynn, is up on Forest City 36-14 in the second quarter. Class 4A top five, number one, Joe T. Robinson playing at Ashdown this evening. And see if we can find this score update on that game as of right now. And in the second quarter, it is Robinson up on Ashdown 7-0. Second-ranked P. Ridge is hosting Huntsville tonight. And it is P. Ridge leading 35-14 in the second quarter. Third-ranked Warren is at Hamburg this evening. And it is Warren up 28-7 at the break. Number four, Prairie Grove, is leading Berryville 14-0 in the second quarter. And number five, Arkadelphia, playing at Bauxite tonight. See if we can find the score update on that game. It is at halftime, and the Badgers lead Bauxite 7-0. In the Class 3A top five games that we haven't yet mentioned, number one, Junction City, is leading Fordyce 18-8 at halftime. Second-ranked Charleston is playing on the road and leading Perryville 21-6 in the second quarter. Third-ranked Mayflower is up on Episcopal Collegiate, I believe. At halftime, it is Mayflower leading 43-0. Number 5, Glen Rose, is playing at Horatio this evening, and it is Glen Rose up 14-0 in the second quarter. In the Class 2A Top 5, number 1, Mount Ida, is playing at home tonight against Mountain Pine. Let's see if I can find the score update on that game. It is Mount Ida up 21-14 at halftime, so Mountain Pine keeping it close there. Second-ranked Earl has this week off. Number 3, Danville, playing at Decatur tonight. Let's see if I can find the score update on that game. Well, looks like I guess Decatur didn't have enough players. They've already marked that as a 13-0 final for Danville, which I believe is was a forfeit. Number 4, Conway Christian, playing at Magnet Cove tonight. And it is Magnet Cove up 21-17 at the break. And number 5, Risen, is at home tonight and leading Hampton 32-7 that game at halftime. That's a look at what else is going on in the state and in the area. We'll get you back to Brad and Bob in just a moment. Our score at halftime, Mountain Home leading Searcy 14-7. You're listening to the Acumen Audio Halftime Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Dairy Queen fans, this is not a trick. Head over to your Dairy Queen at Mountain Home on Main Street and get a great deal now through Halloween. Dairy Queen is giving you 50% off all their DQ cakes, DQ Blizzard cakes, and novelty items in their display case. Treat yourself and get your favorite DQ cake or treats a pizza. Or stock your freezer full of DQ's novelty items like DQ Dilly Bars, Fudge Bars, Buster Bars, and ice cream sandwiches. Don't miss this Halloween treat from your Mountain Home Dairy Queen.
Arkansas South, where authentic Southern charm, hospitality, history, and nature create untold moments of serious fun. Downtowns are filled with unique shopping and amazing eateries. Culture flourishes in historic homes, museums, galleries, and gardens. Fantastic concerts, delightful theater, and romantic lodging await you. Rich in Civil War history, Arkansas South's reenactments bring that bygone era to life. Discover miles of rivers and acres of clear lakes and deep forests. State parks offer opportunities for camping, fishing, hiking, and biking. Visit ArkansasSouth.com.
Now back to the Acumen Audio Halftime Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
14-7, our halftime score. The Bombers leading Searcy. Total offense in the first half, 206 yards for Mountain Home, 172 for Searcy. And Bob, we never dreamed it was going to be like that in the first half, did we?
No, we would never have thought that, Brad. You know, we thought this was going to be a, and it may yet be, but I hope not. It was a pass crazy game. But,
yeah.
You know, I think the cold weather affected receivers. They didn't catch the ball real well for Searcy. He didn't throw it real well on occasion. But, no, I would never have dreamed that the first half stats would look like that.
Searcy, 14 of 26 of the year for 140 yards. They had 32 on the ground. McKay already 113 yards on the ground for Mountain Home. Junior Williams with 92. Appreciate Sonny from the bulletin with the stats here at halftime. We'll see what happens about that fumble at the end of the first half. I hope that doesn't prove to be costly. It was a tough situation, and with Isaac McKay getting hurt and bringing the quarterback in cold off the bench and having to run that offense, and unfortunately the fumble happened. And
you know, Searcy, their coaches know what's going on, and they know when you take your starting quarterback out, the one that's played 99% of the snaps, and that the fullback's going to get the ball.
Yep.
You know, and you run a stunt somewhere to put pressure on them, and they did, and it paid off for them. You know, other than that, Brad, that might have been the perfect drive. If ands and buts don't mean a thing, but if we'd have scored on that with about 20 seconds left in the half, that would have been the drive of the year.
It would have started at the 9. It would have been a 91-yard drive. Second half coming up. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
You've been listening to the Acumen Audio Halftime Show. Stay tuned for the second half of action coming up next on Classic Hits 101.7.
Loans are made by WebBank. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
Wouldn't it be nice if more of your money went to savings instead of the credit card companies? It could. Through Avant. With a competitive fixed-rate loan through Avant, you can pay your high-interest credit card bills and save money. That's right. Instead of paying so much credit card interest each month, extra money could go straight to your savings. And loans through Avant are easy. It's all online with no hassles. And you could have the money within days, not weeks. And now Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon gift card after your first payment is made on time. So what are you waiting for? Go to Avant.com today. To check your rates with no impact to your credit score, go to Avant.com today. Enter promo code 6565 and Avant will give you a $50 Amazon gift card after your first installment is made on time. That's AVANT.com, promo code 6565. Avant.com.